Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment presents The Vampires of Whitechapel, The Blood Reaper Chronicles, Chapter 5, Finding Methuselah.
Lydia Grosvenor, this is my fifth chronicle. I am on the hunt for the oldest vampire known to exist, Methuselah. We got a tip he was still alive and still in London, and I am just about to breach his apartment. Here I go. Nothing here but old drug paraphernalia. Used needles. Oh, disgusting, a condom. Bag of cocaine. Someone left quickly. Oh, Christ. Vamp wolves.
Who are you?
My name is Lydia Grosvenor.
Grosvenor? I thought you were all dead.
Not all. Most.
Why are you here?
I'm looking for the one they call Methuselah.
Methuselah? There is no Methuselah here.
Then why are you here?
We protect a friend of Jack the Ripper's. You know Jack.
Unfortunately.
He's fond of this druggy Martin for some odd reason. Not sure what that's about. He asked for me personally to watch over his place.
And where is he?
Gone. To America, I think.
And he left all of his drugs here. Not a very good drug addict.
This Martin. He has every narcotic ever created. He didn't need these. As soon as the rest of my pack attacked your installation, he bugged out.
So you're responsible for the attack?
I am.
I lost a lot of good friends.
As did I. So, what are we going to do about it? Are you going to challenge me and my mates here?
What option do I have? I have to fight or die, do I not?
Oh. There's always options, Lydia Grosvenor. For instance, you can fight, and you will most assuredly die, or you can walk out of here. We'll let you leave, and you should never return here.
Why would you do that?
I like you, Lydia. I think your heart is in the right place, and I know Jack and his friend, Alistair, will turn on us as soon as they are able. And it's always good to have powerful friends, don't you think?
I do.
So, what will it be then, love?
One question first.
Shoot.
Do you know about Upirliki?
Can't rightly say I do. Who's that?
Ask Jack.
Okay, I'll do that.
I choose to walk out of this place.
And never return.
And never return.
Well, on with you then.
That's it, man. That's fucking it. I'm done this city.
Are you packed yet? Your plane to Jamaica will be leaving soon. You should never have come back here, Methy. Hurry.
Yeah, man. I just need to hide my traveling coke. And we're good.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blood Reaper Chronicles. The part of Lydia Grosvenor was played by Karen Hemdahl. Ufer was played by Craig Starrod. Methuselah was played by Charlie Brennan. Music for this episode was created by J.C. Delatorre and Atlantis Paradox. You can find out the latest news and developments regarding this audio drama at vampiresofwhitechapel.transmissionsfromatlantis.com and our Facebook page. Be sure to follow the Vamps on Twitter at Ariana Grayson, at Alistair the Vamp, and at Jack the Ripper WC. But be warned, if you at them, they just may at you back. This has been a production of the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Until next time, keep the lights on and don't walk down any dark streets.